You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here to talk about the Spruce Root Path to Prosperity competition. I always love to hear the ideas for businesses that come out of this program. Joining us today, we have Izzy Haywood from Spruce Root. Hi, Izzy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We also have two of this year's 12 finalists. Andrew Jilka, owner of Southeast Dough Company in Sitka. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Angerman, owner of Scoot in Wrangell. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you're all here. Izzy, we're going to start with you. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Spruce Root?
Yeah, sure thing. My name is Izzy Haywood, and I live in Sitka, Alaska. I've been working for Spruce Root for 3 years, and I am our events and facilitation program manager. And so I help Spruce Root run all of our different workshops for business owners, also help with some of the facilitation services that we do for other organizations. And as part of that, I have the honor of managing the Path to Prosperity competition, which supports sustainable businesses in Southeast Alaska.
Tell me a little bit more about the Path to Prosperity competition and what is its significance?
Yeah. So this competition, it's about a 9-month cycle, and we're in the 10th year of the competition. And so it's open to any business in Southeast Alaska. Usually we have businesses apply from all around the region. Then 12 businesses are selected as finalists to advance to round 2 of the competition, which means that they get to attend our signature business boot camp, which will be held in Juneau this year, in the beginning of October. And when those finalists go to boot camp, they get tons of like resources and training and connection to the Spruce Root Network. We pull in tons of amazing mentors, experts in advertising and marketing and finances, and this year, tourism, since the competition will be focused on tourism. After the boot camp in Juneau, two of the 12 finalists will be selected to win prizes of $25,000 each, which they can use as they see fit to grow their business.
The competition has been around since 2013, so almost 10 years now. What kind of impact do you think it's had here in Southeast or statewide?
Ooh, that's a great question. It's had a pretty tremendous impact. In those past 10 years, we've been able to train over 300 businesses in Southeast Alaska, and we've awarded 19 winners, a total of more than $600,000 to grow their businesses. And all of that training has like an amazing ripple effect, because when you train one entrepreneur, they go back to their community. And then as other people visit their shop or store, they're able to like pass on the knowledge and connections that they've learned through this boot camp. So we have so many winners, and we have a particular amount from Haynes actually, but we've seen just like kind of this explosion in these rural communities, and in Haynes especially, of those businesses that have gone through the competition, really like encouraging the spirit of entrepreneurship in their community.
In the 9, almost 10 years the competition has been around, how do you think the competition itself has changed over time?
That's a good question. It was originally started by Sea Alaska and the Nature Conservancy. And I think over the past 10 years, it started pretty small, obviously, since it was its first year. And I think it's really made a name for itself over the past 10 years. In the past couple of years, we've had more applications than we ever have. So it's gotten more competitive. And yeah, just that like network has been able to grow. And especially Spruce Root's going through a big period of growth right now. I think when I started, we were about 6 employees, and now we're probably around 15 or so. And so as Spruce Root grows, we're able to bring like so much more capacity to this program and all of our other programs. So that means like even better workshops, you know, making sure that the material that we teach to these business owners like is on the cutting edge of like what is most relevant now for marketing. We're able to bring in like really awesome experts who focus on tourism, and I'm really excited about some of the stuff we have planned for the October boot camp.
Oh, that's great. Cool. Well, thank you for answering some of my questions about Spruce Root. And yeah, I love to hear that the organization is doing well, and that the Path to Prosperity competition has a higher and higher profile every time. So Izzy, what did you think of this year's batch of 12 finalists?
Oof. I am so, so excited to work with them. There are so many creative business ideas. This cycle of the competition is open to tourism businesses, as it was last year. And the reason that we wanted to do that is because we really want to support regenerative tourism, which means that that local Alaskans are really controlling the visitor industry and are able to like build a visitor industry that benefits their local communities and puts money back. And so it's been really cool this year to see so many really unique tourism businesses. And you'll hear more from Andrew and Aaron, but I'm super excited about Aaron's business, which is to bring electric scooters to Wrangell to really be able to show people, get people out and moving and around the community of Wrangell and share the sites that are so special. And Andrew's business with Southeast Dough Company to be able to have a local bakery in Sitka that is able to provide to so many of those catering companies and visitors, and they're able to like have a taste of bread that's made here. I think that is so wonderful.
I love that philosophy, the term regenerative tourism. I think that's great. And really aligned with Spruce Root's mission. I've interviewed Spruce Root many times over the years, and I think that might be the first time I've heard that term, but I like the direction. All right, let's hear from Andrew and Aaron. Aaron, you first. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us about Scoot in Wrangell?
Yeah, my name is Aaron Angerman. During the day, I work for Search, but I'm looking to help our community with actually Scoot AK is the name. My wife has some hesitancy with us sticking with that going forward, but I was sort of under the gun with our application, so that was the working title. That may change, but the idea is the same. During family trips, we've spent a lot of time on Lime scooters, seeing the sights, getting to the movies on time, or just cruising around and going from spot to spot. And they market themselves as sort of an urban type transport thing. And I got home and you start realizing that rural areas might not only be, also a spot for them, but maybe more ideal in that. As a Wrangell raised person who came home with my family to live, I think there's a chance to enhance what we have here. A lot of the businesses are the same owners and names as when I grew up. There's a lot of great things to see here. And between cruise ship passengers and or independent travelers, I think we can get them into more places, get them to see more sites. And by doing so and implementing these scooters, much like Lime scooters or other places. So just looking to make the awesome options we have locally in retail and tours more available to everybody.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the scooters you're hoping to rent out? Like, what are they like?
App-based programs, I'm working with a couple different vendors to see who might fit our needs the best. But with a fleet of scooters that you download a smartphone app, set up your account, scanning a QR code on these scooters where they're placed throughout town. Someone drops one off, you can pick them up, grab them wherever you're at, just pull out your smartphone. When you're done, turn off your trip. It bills you a couple bucks and someone can come out of the building and grab it right back, or it might be waiting for you when we return. But everything's app-based and internal, and it's pretty turnkey. And once you do the initial install, which is very quick, and the sign up, it's kind of just grab and go. It takes you 10 seconds and you're off and cruising.
Are they pretty easy to ride? Can like kids use them?
They can. There'll be some restrictions depending on, some legality things we go through, and different vendors have different age limits and things like that. But definitely can be used by kids, by anyone. You'll see people of all ages down south with the Lime scooters. Probably better suited for somebody 16 and up. And they may require a driver's license to be admitted to use them, but those are all details I hope to figure out in the process here. But they're definitely very easy to ride, and you'll see all ages using them.
Where are some of the places in Wrangell you hope that riders can go on the back of their scooters?
So usually they show up at City Dock, which is right in the heart of town. If you take a hike about a half mile through town, there's Chief Shake's Tribal House, which has cultural tours and shows and storytelling type things. Those are a great thing. Sometimes people don't know what's quite there or they look and they're short on time and don't want to, they might choose to do something else. Petroglyph Beach, it's got native carvings that are 10,000 years old. It's about 3/4 mile from town, which can be a little bit longer walk, but a little more tolerable on a scooter to get up, go out there, check out the state historic site, come back down, or just to, you want to go store hopping and everything else in between. There's about a 1/2 mile of shops and things like that, that on a great day like today, you can knock out quite a few of them if you're not on foot. So just trying to look, someone might be on a bus tour or a boat tour that takes up a lot of your 6 hours or so in port. Then you're just sitting there with 1.5 hours and you haven't seen the town yet. So this will open it up a little bit more for those people that are stretched on time, or those just want to have a little fun while they're venturing.
Having used some of those services myself on vacation, I can attest they are super fun and easy to use.
So I think so. We would use them quite a bit just to get around. And by the end of the trip, we were just going to the park to drive around for 1/2 hour and get shaved ice and things like that. So, it's definitely it's a lot of fun and really surprisingly convenient. And I think would work really well in Southeast Alaska in our small communities.
Definitely. So, Aaron, how did you get connected to Spruce Root for this business idea?
I was actually a participant in the boot camp in 2015 in my different life when I worked as administrator for the tribe here in Wrangell. We have the tribal house and some other programs were not being utilized for any sort of tourism. There was no revenue created. So I sort of went in with a notepad, got accepted to the boot camp, and had an awesome experience, came out with a business plan. To this day, I don't know how close they're adhering to my business plan for 2015, but they still are generating revenue through these operations, which I'm really happy to see. So I always told myself, should I come back with an idea, I need some help, I'm putting in for it. So we've had this half-baked idea, my wife and I, for a few months and need some direction. So we were lucky enough to be selected a finalist, and I can't wait to go to the boot camp.
That's pretty inspiring, actually. And what are you going to do to grow your business if you are one of the winners of the cash prize?
One cool thing that's really attractive about this is it's very scalable. We can start with a smaller fleet and be manageable, and very quickly see how we can grow the business. And it might just be increasing fleet size. There's some minimums to buy where it comes to e-scooters. We might add some e-bikes or something like that. But it'd probably just fall in lines of our scalability and maybe just look to invest in more hardware and more machines.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Aaron Engerman of Scoot AK in Wrangell. Andrew Jilka, it's your turn next. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us about Southeast Dough Company in Sitka?
Hi, yeah. So my name's Andrew Jilka. I'm the owner and baker of Southeast Dough Company here in Sitka. I actually did get started with this business back in Wrangell as a little cottage industry on the side of the wilderness therapy work that I was doing there. And then when I moved to Sitka at the beginning of 2020, I came here with the intention of growing this into a full-time thing. With the pandemic, that didn't quite happen in the timeline that I expected, but it's been actually like a good amount of time for me to sort of figure out what I want this business to be and what Sitka as a community wants out of a business like myself.
How did you get into dough, into baking?
Completely by accident. So I've cooked my entire life just for fun. And I've been in and around the restaurant industry, but mostly front of the house, bartending, that kind of thing. Really did not ever want to cook professionally. And I was a terrible baker most of my life. I transitioned from being a canoe guide, spending 30, 40 days out in the wilderness at a time, to more of a computer desk job. And so somebody gave me a sourdough starter, a good friend, and it was just something for me to do with my hands. And I was really bad at it first, made a lot of Frisbees, a lot of flat, dense loaves of bread, but I just needed something to be doing with my hands after work. So I kept at it. And it's developed into a really big passion of mine.
So your business is a little bit different than Aaron's. Aaron's got a business idea and he's looking to start it up with Spruce Roots help. And you already have an established business. What made you reach out to Spruce Root?
Yeah, so I think it was probably like a year and a half ago. I was moving from a cottage industry model to knowing I was going to have to start renting a kitchen. I had capped out the Alaska cottage industry gross profit. And so I knew I needed to grow, but I don't come from a business background. I come from the cooking and now baking background. And I knew that's what I wanted to do, but I had no idea about the business stuff. And so being someone who was decent with Excel, I started to like try to develop something, but I quickly found that I was like, I think I'm just reinventing the wheel and there have to be resources out there. So through some digging around on the internet, I found Spruce Root. I found the Alaska Small Business Development Center and a couple other organizations and found that like, oh, wow, there are all of these online tools that solve exactly the problems I'm having. And so I started to get into those tools, but then soon found like, I didn't understand a lot of the language. I was trying to educate myself. And so I started to look into some of their actual business courses. I took a business basics course with Spruce Root a few years ago, and that was kind of my introduction to them.
Very cool. And where will you go with your business if you're one of the winners of the prize?
Yeah, so I just hope to grow my business in a big way. Currently, I do not operate full time. I'm actually not even operating this summer because I don't have access to the space that I rent as a kitchen to bake out of. And when I am baking during the year, I'm only selling once a week. So I'm hoping to take the big step to find a space and build it out as a full time bakery. I want to go from just being mostly a retail outlet to being able to supply pretty much anyone in Sitka who wants bread or products with those products. So if it's charter fishing, Airbnbs, just anybody who has a product that can be put on bread, I want to be able to provide them with a home-baked solution to that to elevate their customer experience.
I love that wording. Any product that can be put on bread. That's great. Well, I applaud both of you, Andrew and Aaron. You guys, you have your work cut out for you, but I think you're in good hands with Spruce Root. Izzy, back to you. What is it about these two businesses that got them into the final round of the Path to Prosperity competition?
Great question. One of the things that we have our judges look for when they're evaluating the finalists for the competition is what their businesses can really do for their communities and how they can support the local economy. And so with Andrew, you know, he's been running this successfully. There's been a huge pent-up demand in the community. Like, you sell out of bread all the time and I come knocking on your door to get the leftovers with whatever's there. And so it's just like, you can tell that he has a product that Sitka's super excited about, and there's tons of opportunity to partner with these other companies, charter fishing businesses, and really like create a product that not only benefits Southeast Oko, but provides like a really needed service to Sitka. So that was one really awesome thing. And with Aaron, with the scooter company, with Scoot AK, the judges really, you know, since this competition is focused on tourism, and we want to make sure that locals from rural communities are really like have, you know, the opportunity and the agency to show like what they think is most important about their community with visitors, like, you know, that some of the narrative is in their hands. And the judges thought that, you know, this really unique idea that doesn't really exist in Southeast Alaska, that Aaron wants to bring that to Wrangell and give people the opportunity to see things that they wouldn't otherwise get the opportunity to. That is really exciting for those judges.
So Izzy, what is the next step from here for your finalists? A few of them, I think everybody has mentioned boot camp. I kind of have got a little bit of idea what that is, but what's boot camp? How long does that last? And then what's next?
Yeah. So boot camp will be 3 days, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Juneau. And the focus of it, other than you know, building those business resources and connecting them with mentors, one of the main purposes really is to connect those entrepreneurs with each other. Entrepreneurship can be super lonely. And at Spruce Root, we've found like that connection and like building that cohort feel is really like one of the ways to ensure the most success with small businesses. So that's one of the big things we hope to do at bootcamp. After that, they will focus on writing business plans, like Aaron mentioned earlier, that will really like map out exactly how they want to grow their business and the tools that they will use in order to do that. They will also make a 1-minute pitch video and 3-year financial projections. Those will be submitted at the end of December to another panel of judges who will review those and then select the winners, which will be announced in February 2023.
Wow, long ways to go still. And
throughout, it's a process.
Yeah, and it sounds like you'll be supporting them the whole time. And once a business is awarded the prize, do you maintain a relationship with them after that?
Yep, absolutely. And believe it or not, it can be pretty tricky to spend down $25,000. And so over the next year, they have 1 year to spend down those funds. And so we have quarterly meetings with those the business owners and making sure that they have the tools and resources and connections that they need to be able to spend down those award funds.
And if a finalist does not win, what kind of relationship do you maintain with them?
Yeah, that's a good question. If a finalist does not win, they still have all the support that Spruce Root offers. We provide free one-on-one business coaching and often have worked with a lot of the finalists after boot camp, because then they've mapped out this whole business plan. And we found that even if the people that don't win the award, they find that boot camp experience and that like business planning experience is like just as valuable as that award. Sounds funny to say, but we really have seen that over the past 10 years of this competition. And so we work with them to connect them with other sources of funding. They might be interested in a loan from Spruce Root or from one of our partner lending organizations that we work with. One of the finalists last year, we were able to work with them and get them a loan to open a new store in Haines to sell their products, which we were really excited about.
This question is for kind of for Izzy, but maybe for all three of you. What are some of the success stories from the Path to Prosperity competition? Some of your favorites?
A really good question.
Jump on in. Got one. Go ahead, Izzy. Go ahead, Aaron.
This is Aaron. I just, Izzy mentioned, even if you're not a winner, like that some people say that it's not overestimated. Like, I had a great experience in 2015. There were some amazing businesses there and some amazing business plans at the end of the day. But I went home so happy with what I was able to absorb at the boot camp that not being selected wasn't even anywhere in my mind, be it I was there for another business, not my personal one. But I can't underscore it enough, just the experience at all of the boot camp and what you're able to leave there with, the people you're able to meet, the workshops they have, the business owners you're able to pick their brains, and just working alongside all these other people with different ideas. That's invaluable. And even if you don't come away with a prize, is amazing for your business.
Yeah, so you're kind of already a success story.
I'm getting there. I need a little more help, though, Izzy.
We're here for you. Another one, the two winners last year, one was Kasan Arts Museum and Canoes in Kasan, and it's run by Bonnie and Stormy Hamer, who are going to use the award funds to build a new museum to house their collection of Haida artifacts. Another one of the winners was based in Ketchikan, Jack Finnegan, who runs Fishability, and he's building a custom fishing vessel for people with disabilities. But one of the cool connections is he wants to take people on fishing tours to go visit the museum in Kasan. And so that's just one example, but we've seen like through this, there's that connection that allows like a lot of those business owners to really collaborate with one another, even if they might live in completely different communities.
Oh, that's great. Well, I want to just thank all of you for speaking with me today. This has been an excellent conversation. Izzy Haywood of Spruce Root and Aaron Angerman, future owner of Scoot AK in Wrangell, and Andrew Jilka, owner of Southeast Dough Company in Sitka. Thank you both so much, or thank you all so much for speaking with me today, and best of luck. I know that I'm sure you wish that you could award the prize to all 12 finalists, but I hope Aaron and Andrew will be among the future success stories. So thanks again for your time today, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck.